Finally, today would have been John Coltrane's 83rd birthday. To honor the jazz legend, San Francisco's Asian American Orchestra is staging a special concert. They'll be playing Coltrane with an Asian and African twist. Lonnie Shavelson has today's Global Hit.
Most people know John Coltrane, who died in 1967, as an American musician playing that most American music, jazz. But listen to this. That drum behind Coltrane's composition, a tabla, the North Indian double hand drums. And here, a sarod, a sitar-like instrument used in classical Indian compositions. But in this case, it's playing Coltrane.
The music that Coltrane was mostly influenced by was the music from India and the music from Africa, in addition to what he listened to here in America.
That's Anthony Brown. He directs the Asian American Orchestra. They're rehearsing for a Coltrane birthday concert tonight that emphasizes how the jazz master's compositions were inspired by the tonal modalities of Indian ragas and by West African drum rhythms. In fact, says Brown, two of Coltrane's major compositions were named India and Africa.
Coltrane started to explore other modes of communication through music, and that led him to modal music, non-Western forms of tonal construction. From India, he was influenced by Ravi Shankar and his performances of Hindustani music, North Indian music.
But though Coltrane was influenced by Hindustani music, he was still playing American jazz, you know, saxophones, trumpets, no tablas, no sarod.
What we are trying to do as the Asian American Orchestra is to bring in the instruments from these cultures with performers who are fluent in both Western and Eastern styles to blend these two musical languages, honoring the original vision of John Coltrane.
West Africa, says Brown, was Coltrane's other major non-American musical influence. That's less surprising. Jazz rhythms have often been traced to African rhythms. But Brown says African instruments have rarely been a part of American jazz. So for tonight's concert, he's added some congas to Coltrane.
This is not what you'll find on Coltrane's original version. So we wanted to make sure that we brought in something that was distinctly West African. He learned about African concepts of music primarily through his association and admiration of Babatunde Olatunji, a Nigerian drummer of Drums of Passion, which profoundly affected American music, as we see through Coltrane and through an awakening of an African-American pride. This is an excerpt from Afro Blue. The piece was written by Mongo Santamaria, who was a Cuban percussionist. But it was Coltrane's version that really got this piece into the public's eye. The Cuban music really retained so much of the original African flavors, sensibilities, and particularly in America, we didn't really have those kind of African retentions that we can find in Cuban music. For example, hand drums, congas, didn't survive in America because of the anti-drum laws that were instituted during slavery. So in Cuba, we actually have an unbroken traditional link back to Africa, and this is what I think was appealing to Coltrane as well. When I think of anybody who was really, truly trying to find a universal musical language, John Coltrane was the one.
If you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, the Asian American Orchestra's Coltrane birthday celebration is tonight at Yoshi's Jazz Club. For the World, I'm Lonnie Shavelson.
If you can't make it to the John Coltrane Memorial Show, we've got Lonnie Shavelson's video of the Asian American Orchestra's rehearsal at theworld.org. That's our program today from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for tuning in.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.